Prosecutors reportedly met with Biden admin before three Trump indictments. By Wendell Hasebo on February 14, 2024. Three separate prosecutors reportedly met with White House aides before indicting former President Donald Trump, President Joe Biden's political opponent. The reported meetings suggest a coordinated attack against Biden's 2024 rival. If coordination occurred, it lends credence to Trump's belief that the indictments are election interference. The timing of the indictments are peculiar. After Trump announced a re-election bid against Biden, four indictments hit Trump in four separate jurisdictions, each following revelations about the Biden family business. In three cases, prosecutors reportedly met with the Biden administration before indicting Trump. Alvin Bragg, New York, Stormy Daniels case, state. Jack Smith, Miami, documents case, federal. Fonnie Willis, Fulton County, Georgia, state. First case, Stormy Daniels. The first indictment occurred on April 4, 2023, the same day that former Biden aide Kathy Chung testified about Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents, contradicting Biden's version of events. On March 17, 2023, Bragg asked for a meeting with federal law enforcement ahead of the Trump indictment, Trump, a court source told Fox News. A year earlier, Bragg's office hired a former senior Department of Justice, DOJ, official Matthew Colangelo, who spent years targeting Trump at the Justice Department. He also attacked Trump in his role in the New York Attorney General's office. Bragg has been very discredited by the indictment because the people that read it, even Democrats, they're saying this is not an indictment, Trump exclusively told Breitbart News after the indictment. Some are saying this is unconstitutional because there's no crime. He's been absolutely discredited. It's a shame. They're willing to destroy our country. This is all run by the White House, by the way, just in case you have any questions. In fact, they put a man from the White House into one of the top White House/DOJ officials is right there, Matthew Colangelo. He's the one that's leading it. He was sitting in the front row in the court during the whole thing. He was in the front row. This is all done by the White House because they don't want to run against us. Second case, documents. Smith filed the second indictment on June 8, 2023. The same day an FBI 1023 form surfaced alleging Joe Biden was bribed $5 million. Later in June, Smith filed a superseding indictment in the case the day after Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal in Delaware fell apart. Months prior, in March, a member of Biden's counsel's office met with a top member of Smith's team, just 9 weeks before he indicted Trump in the classified document case, Breitbart News reported. The meeting raises obvious concerns about visits to the White House after Bratt began his work with the special counsel, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley told The Post. There is no reason why the Justice Department should not be able to confirm whether this meeting was related to the ongoing investigation or concerned some other matter. Trump slammed the indictment as election interference. Biden does not want to run against him, Trump exclusively told Breitbart News in July. They didn't want to run against me. That's why they did it, he said. They did this so I wouldn't get the nomination. They don't want to run against me, that's why they did it. Third case, Georgia case. Willis filed the third indictment against Trump on August 14, 2023. The official court website of Fulton County, Georgia, published what appeared to be an indictment against Trump before deleting it. Months before the indictment, Willis' top county prosecutor met twice with Biden's White House counsel on May 23 and November 18, 2022, a year before Trump's August indictment, Breitbart News reported. Willis' prosecutor reportedly charged Fulton County taxpayers $2,000 for each meeting, billing $250 an hour for 8 hours. Neither Willis nor the prosecutor dispute the allegations, but a spokesperson for Willis's office told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she would later respond in court filings. Teehee district attorney was totally compromised. The case has to be dropped, Trump told reporters in Washington, D.C. They say she's in far more criminal liability than any of the people she's looking at. Once again, the timing of the indictment was suspect. Willis indicted Trump on the same day former FBI supervisory special agent confirmed Biden's 2020 transition team was tipped off about its plan to interview Hunter Biden. More details about the indictments are here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.